Michael Balava in studio. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Good to be back.
A weird connection to the funeral, to what you're going to talk about, which is haunted places.
Yeah, you know, continuing in the spirit of Ozzy and moving things forward locally into Connecticut. My new book is out, Haunted Waterbury and the Naugatuck Valley.
Haunted Waterbury and the Lower Naugatuck Valley. So it just specifically features that area.
I grew up in Bridgeport and Stratford and always visiting my family in the Mohawk Valley. So I was always traveling up and down Route 8. So what I did was I went back and documented the paranormal stories that I could, the paranormal history from Derby to Winstead. And I went town by town collecting stories, interviewing people, visiting their libraries, historical societies, and put them all into this book.
All right. Well, give us a couple of examples.
Well, I know you're always interested in the Hookman Cemetery in Seymour, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And Hookman Cemetery, I look at that chapter as a study in the paranormal, whereas I give all the different variations of the Hookman story. One of the most well-known is that there was a cemetery caretaker. He had a hook for a hand. Either he was murdered by a mob for a crime he either did or did not commit, or he took his own life hanging himself from a tree in the cemetery. And his heels, when you park near the cemetery under that tree, his heels supposedly scrape the roof of the car. And people will report hearing that scratching metallic sound. Also, folks hear scratching metal on the side of their car, around the door handle, as if the hookman is trying to get in.
I heard the story in a different way when I was a kid.
And there's a lot of different versions. I cover them in the chapter.
Yeah, there was... Well, I didn't hear the hookman part, but I heard that a couple went there to make out and do whatever, and he got out. You know, they were hearing some noises, but a dude was like, hey, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. Let's just keep making out.
Of course. Yeah. Classic. Yeah. All the important stuff happening is right here.
Yeah, that's right. It's right in the car. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. That version I do cover in detail. The couple are parking. They're going to start becoming romantic, and the girl wants no part of it. And she's heard the stories or the reports of an escaped lunatic or an escaped convict, a murderer, with a hook for a hand. Let's get out of here. I don't want to stay. The guy is, no, I want to stay. Finally, he gets frustrated, turns the car ignition on, steps on the gas, zooms off. He gets back to her home, walks around the car in her driveway to open her door, as a gentleman would, goes to open the door, and there on the car handle is a metallic hook. So the hookman was just outside their door trying to get in their car. And that story is covered in a Dear Abby letter from 1960 with regards to what was happening in the United States, including the Seymour Cemetery, Great Hill Cemetery.
So did you, I think to do this research properly, you should have gone to Hookman's and slept over.
You can't because of trespassing laws. I could have stayed in the car because it's a little bit buggy. I've been there many, many times.
Yeah.
Day, I won't say at night, but I've been there on many occasions to do the research. It's a strange place. It has a vibe
cemetery.
To it.
You feel something uneasy as soon as you get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't want to stay there too long because I was like, that thing is going to attach itself to me. And it's like an ink stain. You can't get it off.
Well, that's what you want to avoid. I wrote this book as a handbook of dealing with the paranormal as well. Fully referenced in the back. Lots of sources that explain how to avoid spirit encounters or bringing entities home. The Chaz and AJ show is one of the sources.
Is it really?
Yes.
You're the man.
You're number in the footnote number 8 in one of the chapters.
Well, let's talk about this UFO event that took place in Waterbury that's very famous. That's coming up. Michael Balava is on, author of
Haunted Waterbury in the Naugatuck Valley.
What's more haunted, Waterbury or the Naugatuck Valley?
There are so many stories up and down the entire valley that the whole region is paranormal. If you go town by town, Derby has...
Derby's right up there.
Derby.
A lot of history.
A lot of history.
You got the Opera House. You got the Twisted Vine building.
Exactly. The Twisted Vine restaurant. It's a great restaurant. Mike Bacone is the owner.
You got the old
totally
bowling
haunted.
Alley that had that lady in the bathroom that Ruth ran into.
Ruth and I were talking about it in Ansonia. Maybe that's for volume two of the Naugatuck Valley Paranormal History. But yeah, Ansonia has the haunted firehouse downtown. I write about a ghost of a factory watchman that haunted a factory. For some time in the late 1880s, people were seeing the gentleman who had... there was something going on with a love triangle, and his ghost was following one of the workers.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's in the book.
Anything on the Stevenson Dam?
You know,
I mean, it's not haunt. I mean...
Do you mean the Stevenson Dam, or do you mean...
the Stevenson Dam.
The Kennytown Dam.
When that was being made, I heard someone fell in. And they couldn't get them because the cement was being poured, and it was like, yep.
There were industrial accidents that were going on,
yeah,
you know, on the dam. And my book is looking at up and down the Naugatuck River.
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah. So that wouldn't be included. Alan Ansonia.
Yeah, I was calling about Franklin School Apartments over in Derby. I used to live over there, and there was a lot of weird stuff that used to go on over there.
Is it the people or ghosts?
In the hallways. It was ghosts. You would hear kids running around in the hallway, and there was absolutely no kids that lived in the building. Your shoes, if they were outside the door, they would move to the other side. The building I lived in, I would wake up at night, and I would feel people on my... I'd feel pressure on my chest, and I would feel, like, little hands around my neck because there was a lot of bad juju in that area from the nuns to priests in that school.
Where is this?
A lot of weird stuff happened there.
Where is
Franklin
this?
Franklin School Apartments. It's right behind St. Mary's Church. If you're coming down Route 34, you can see it's right behind. Yeah.
Notes are being taken.
Yeah.
I was trying to get... I heard rumors about the apartments, but I couldn't really get a hold of anybody that wanted to share stories. If you want to talk about it.
I could tell you some stories, yeah.
I'd love to. Yeah.
I could tell you some stories.
Definitely. We should get in touch then.
I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your number.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you, Al.
Yep.
Hey, so you moved out of there, obviously, right?
Well, I lived there for quite a while. It really didn't bother me at all. I mean, they kind of like my music. I like my snakes, like my animals. So they bothered me for a little while.
The hands around your neck and the pressure on your chest didn't bother you at all?
No, I mean, sucking eye, you know, it was cheaper.
See, you know, if we're watching the movie about you, Al, we're all yelling at the screen, get out, Al!
Leave now.
No, it was good. We got along after a while, you know. They learned to live with me. I live with them.
I was like, they're chill. They're just
if
chill.
They're living with me, they're paying rent. Yeah. If not, I gotta go.
I mean, even my cats, like my cat had cats. My cats just stare and stare.
That's creepy, man.
So the animals are
sensing.
Because
pick up on that.
They'd be sitting on a table, sitting at something, staring at a wall. They wouldn't... I'd throw something at them, but they wouldn't even move. I'd spray them. They'd just sit there and stare.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe it's time to vacate.
Yeah, so you're out of there now, right?
Oh, I'm out of there now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you a lot of info when I talk to you about it.
All right.
Excellent.
We're going to put you on hold and grab your number. Thank you, Al. Michael Balava is on, author of Haunted Waterbury and the Naugatuck Valley. Available everywhere, by the way. But if you buy them from him, he'll make some money.
That's right. Thank
you. Right? Because, you know, we were talking about this off air. When you... You know, I've heard an interview with Ozzy who was like, just got ripped off by the managers. He was driving a Volkswagen and his manager pulled up in a Rolls Royce. And he was like, what the hell's going on here? Billy Joel, just watch that documentary. Artists generally get screwed, and same with authors, right?
Absolutely. You know, you work and you're dealing with a lot of individuals. You have your agent, your manager, publishing houses. It's musicians, authors, the artists. Yeah.
We'll link up to you so people could buy books directly from you.
Thank you. Please do.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Ed in Milford.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
I got a question. I mean, I'm originally from Derby, and we grew up talking about or seeing images of the flood of 55. I mean, I'm talking, you know, cemeteries being, you know, in the coffins floating down the Naugatuck River.
Really?
Yes.
Coffins?
Really bad.
I discuss it in the book.
You ever saw it?
I discussed.
No,
saw that chest.
The 1955 flood.
It was bad.
I saw pictures of the 55 flood, and I do realize that flood wall in Derby, the giant rocks along the Housatonic River, was like the state's reaction to, well, this can't happen again. And I remember there were deaths. I didn't know there were coffins floating around.
Yeah, the cemeteries up and down the valley were churned up by the currents of the flood, and the coffins and the vaults that were opened up, the vaults were opened up and the coffins were sent rolling downriver. And it took them months and months to collect the remains.
Oh, man.
Is a nightmare.
There's a photograph that the Water Bay Republican American allowed me to use of the cemetery in Seymour that the graves are all just disinterred, ripped open by the floods.
Which cemetery?
The cemetery that is across from downtown, next to the school, the Congregational Church. It's a little cemetery that... Oh, goodness gracious.
Is it right on a hill?
Nope,
no, it wouldn't have
right
been touched by
the river.
It's
right on the river's banks.
All right, Ed, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. Take it easy.
All right. You have a picture of it in your book? He's thumbing through his book right now. Haunted Waterbury in the Naugatuck Valley. Author Michael Balava is in studio. Fisherman Bob.
Good morning. Is this only going to be towards the valley? Because I grew up in Milford, and rumor has it that when they moved the library to where it is now, a woman in a white dress would be spotted bringing the books back to the original library.
It's like the librarian in Ghostbusters.
Overdue.
Shh.
Yep. There's always been a woman.
Have you done Milford yet in your series?
No.
No.
Not Milford. No, I've written about Milford, secret rooms in Milford homes, but not ghosts in Milford.
Secret rooms in Milford homes.
I love those. When you see them on TikTok, there's people who are like, I bought a house and didn't realize it had a secret room. And I'm like, I'm hooked. I need to know everything about it.
Yeah. What's in there and what's the history?
Why? Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Always why?
You know what's sad is that this is how a lot of families dealt with mental illness.
Just hide them.
If you had a nutty person, it's like, you're in this room and that's it. Yeah.
So you never heard about the woman in the white dress that brings the books back to the old library?
No. Not the Milford woman in white. No.
Wow.
Okay, we heard about the East Haven.
Easton Cemetery.
Easton, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Hey, the next time you do a series, come on and get some stories from
Absolutely,
the,
yeah. We got to do the PLR anthology.
Yeah.
We really should.
Paul and Seymour.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, thank
you. Good morning.
You.
So, I don't know if you ever heard this, but there's a house off of Skokorot in Seymour that's apparently haunted. It's abandoned now. But apparently the guy that lived in the house used to kill dogs. And kids have gone in there. Like my kids, I guess, snuck in there one time and they said you could see hooks down in the basement.
Oh.
Like fishing, like big fishing hooks.
Like meat
hooks. I guess the guy died in the house. Like meat, exactly. And I guess the guy died in the house and now it's abandoned. It's haunted. Apparently, I guess, whoever owns the property now won't let anybody in there, and so it's a story that goes around, like all the kids like in Chatfield Lopresti school talk about it, and it's been going on. I've been there for over 20 years and we've always heard about it. You see the house, you could see the house off the road.
Maybe he was killed by the ghost of the dogs.
I don't know, but
there are two or three houses in Seymour Derby that you hear the rumors about that have something that's evil attached with them. The person who is maiming and injuring animals, it's this terrible story. It's probably the same house that I'm hearing, urban legends about, that there's something happening in that abandoned house. I know which one you're talking about.
You do. On Skokrat.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's right off of Skokra. It's been there. I mean, like I said, it's abandoned, but
there's a long history of strange stories associated with it.
Yes, I hear. Yeah, there was a lot of different, stories that you hear from when my kids were growing up, and it's become like this legend now in that area. But anyway, hey guys, thanks a lot.
Paul, where'd you go, Paul? Paul. Scary. Creepy. But fun all at the same time. Michael Balava, author of Haunted Waterbury and the Naugatuck Valley in Studio. And you have some great stories in this book, by the way.
Oh, there's up and down Naugatuck Valley from Derby to Winsted.
Extensive research. And we're going to link up how you could buy the book right from Michael, the author. But the tribe calling in other haunted places that may or may not be in your book.
Great. Love to hear the stories.
Nate in Litchfield.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So I was just curious if you guys ever, if he ever covered Monroe at all.
I'm familiar with Monroe. We were just talking with Brian.
Home of the Warrens.
Yes. Home of the Warrens. Hannah Crana, yeah. The Witch of Monroe. Yes.
So my
Who's
my
Hannah
wife
Crana?
Actually,
that sounds like a Disney character.
Yeah, Hannah Crana is a crazy story. My wife grew up in Monroe. She was actually best friends with the girl who dated the kid who lived next to the Warrens, and she would spend a lot of time next door to that house. Rumor has it that if at some point in, during the night you can see the basement window glow. She has seen it firsthand and told me about it, and I think that's pretty crazy because there's a lot of haunted and paranormal stuff down there. She told me about Hannah Crana and the Melon Heads and the Casket Lady. It's a bunch of crazy stuff, but
I'm from Shelton, and this has been a debate between Monroe and Shelton and Trumbull. The Melon Heads are from Shelton. Okay?
Yeah, just, I don't know, Chaz.
Stratford. I hear Trumbull, Stratford, Shelton.
Shelton.
But it's definitely a Connecticut phenomenon. Absolutely.
Mm. For sure. Good luck in your books, sir. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for your call.
What's the story of Hannah Crana?
Hannah Crana, which... the Witch of Monroe, who can control the weather, and if you got on the bad side of her, she lived, I'm thinking 1700s, and that she, not that she was a spiteful individual, but if folks did something to her, she would
there was
back even in a paranormal way.
She, like, have a wart grow on your nose?
There's some part of the story where, like, when she died, she wanted her casket to be handled a certain way, and it was not. And she ended up rolling out of the casket, or the casket rolled down a hill or something. Like, she also had a rooster named Old Boreas that she lived with.
Yeah, wow. She was a unique person.
And her tombstone, to this day, is the cleanest tombstone in the cemetery. It's like,
really?
it's never been dirty.
Weird.
I don't know if, you know.
That's weird.
I don't know how that's possible, but.
Zachary and Seymour.
So I was hearing stuff about Skokorat. I've lived in Seymour most of my life. There's definitely been stuff around there, but I've had a couple experiences. I don't know if you guys know about where Downs Road is.
In Seymour?
Hamden-ish area.
Yes.
I have been chased by probably somewhat of almost an 8-foot figure on that road around 11, 12-ish at night. Terrifying experience. Thing got up on its hind legs and everything. It was crazy. And I also grew up in a house in Newtown.
Hold on. You can't just say you were chased by an 8-foot wild thing and then just move on to something else.
Next topic.
Like, what do you think it was?
I'm honestly not sure. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's been talked about Downs Road Monster and stuff like that.
How could something with that's 8-foot with super long legs not outrun you?
I don't know if it was just trying to scare me or trying to follow me or something along those lines.
Right.
But I know there's legends of, like, cryptid like creatures like Dogman and stuff like that.
Dogman.
In Connecticut. So.
Dogman.
There's possibility it could have been something along those lines.
Holy crap.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.